Up to here on Zion Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues with this idea. The Gemara spoke before that eggs that the hen lays, if they come from a chick, from a rooster, then those eggs will hatch chicks. But if they don't come from a rooster, as the Gemara says, they come from the earth, not from a male, not from the rooster, then they're not going to have any chicks. Those are the eggs that don't have. So, do you want to say something?
The rooster never lays eggs.
No, if they come mated with the rooster. It's if inseminated by the rooster, then it will be, they'll have eggs. Correct or not? Am I saying correctly? That's what the Gemara says here. So, the Gemara says, let's look in the Gemara. Ahu, Ahu the Amar Luhu, a person says, he was shopping. So he says to the people, he says, Bio de Duchra Leman. He says, who has eggs that come from a male? What does this mean, eggs that come from a male? Not that the male lays them, but the eggs are disseminated by the male. Rashi says, what does it mean, duduchro? Not that the male lays the eggs. She yoldosom tarnigoilis metarnigoil. That the hen gave birth to them from the rooster. The loy nischame momina karka. It is not that the hen warmed up from the ground, lekoltem beloy zocher, to absorb them without a male. He was looking specifically for eggs that the hen had them from a rooster. That means eggs of a male. Not that the male is laying them, but they come from the hen who got from the rooster. So, what happened? Zog di Gemara, Yohi vilei bio di safno me'ara. So, they gave him the wrong eggs. They gave him eggs that were warmed up from the ground. From the ground. So, Rashi explained, what does the safno me'ara means? Mischamenes bekarka. It heats up in the ground. The yeledes beitzim, so the hen lays eggs that it heated up from the ground. The oison beitzim ein megadlis efrochim. Those eggs do not hatch chicks. They don't give birth to chicks. So he asked for, he wanted eggs that could still be hatched. That's what he wanted. I mean, I guess he'd have to get his own chickens too. I mean, today they incubate them. They don't need even the chicken to be there, but I don't know, but he wanted those that can hatch into chicks. The Rashi explains what is the word of safno. Safno means koiletes be'etzim. She absorbs the eggs kishemis aferes bekarka, when she is hanging around and rolling in the ground. You know, that's where she gets the eggs from. And Rashi also brings down that ubesomach lekamon, a little bit later on, Amar, he says that kol heicha the iko zocher, if there is a male around, if there is a rooster around, loy safno ma'aro, she does not absorb, she does not get the eggs from the ground. Kleimar, Eine koletes beitzi min hakarka ela min hazochar. She does not absorb those eggs from the ground, but rather from the male. Ve'einai ela loshin sfunei tmunei choyl. The loshin of safno means that is a treasure hidden in the ground, meaning it's almost that it means that it comes like from the ground. Let's see. Okay, so
I believe that
the Gemara says, yeah, what were you saying?
You have to think that
speak a little louder, I can't hear you, yeah?
Many people at the time of the Gemara were much more involved in farming. So they would, I mean, they knew how it worked.
Absolutely.
It's not like
us. Yeah, but I know, but we just have the sciences that just, taught us, and it's disseminated information that maybe, okay, anyways, that's not a discussion for now. We'll go weiter. Zogt die Gemara, also the comment of Rabbi. So what happened? He wanted eggs that were fertilized by a male, and they gave him eggs that were not fertilized. When they come from the ground, they were just in. So they came to Rabbi. Amar lehu, so he said to them, Mekach tozu v'odr. It's a mistaken deal, and goes back. Give him back his money, and he'll give you back the eggs. So the Gemara says, well, Pshita, it's obvious. I mean, he asked them for, they gave him something else that he asked for. He paid for eggs from a male. He didn't pay for plain eggs. So what's the question even? What's the big deal? It seems to be obvious. The Gemara seems to be, it's not all the time that the deal is off. If you cheat someone and you don't give them exactly what it asks for, but if the difference is small, you can compensate with money, even if you didn't give him the exact thing that he asked for. But if the difference is big, then you can't compensate with money, then the deal is off. There is something about the egg when it comes from a fertilized egg from a male, the eggs is a more fatty and more tasty egg. So the Gemara thinks that maybe the reason that he wanted the male egg was not because he wanted to later on hatch chicks from it. He just wanted a better egg. And to compensate for that, they would have to give him back some money maybe to make up for their not giving him the better quality of eggs. But what he's teaching us is, no, if he asks for a male, we don't know whether he wants it for better, he wants it to raise chicks, and we have to, the whole deal is off. So the Gemara says, Pshita. So the Gemara says like this, Mahu de tema, you might say, Hai lachila kabayilu. He really wants it for eating. He doesn't really need it to raise chicks. If he wants to eat it, so why does he have to specify that he wants from the male? So maybe the reason he's saying from the male is mishum deshamin on tvei. It's fatter. It's better. A better egg. Okay? So the Gemara says, so what difference does it make? He wants it because it's a better egg, or he wants it because he wants it. But you didn't give him what he asked for. So, what difference does it make what the reason why he wants the male egg? Is it because it's better, or is it because he wants to raise chicks? But either way, that's what he wanted, and you gave him something else. And then the difference is lemisva lebeni beni. The difference is to give him the difference in the money between a fat egg and not such good eggs. The deal is not off, but you pay something. And he's telling them, no. Kamash Malone is coming to tell you, no, that this whole deal is completely off, and he wanted it for something else. Give him back his money, he'll give you back his eggs. Then the Gemara says, "Vibayi Seima." The Gemara is going back to before. He gave a statement before that the egg is completed when it comes out, it's fully completed. And the Gemara wasn't sure what did he mean when he said that the egg is fully completed when it comes out. So the Gemara is going to give now two versions of this answer. We know that an egg that was laid on Yontif, you cannot use it on Yontif. So what happens if the egg came out from before Yontif? Most of it, again, I don't know the practicality of this, but it goes back in. It's not common, the Gemara is going to say, but sometimes the egg comes out, the majority, it hasn't totally, and then it goes back into the chick. So he is telling you that once it's come out, majority of it's come out, im yitzias ruba, even though it's nigmara, that means that it's complete, fully hatched, fully born, fully hatched, not hatched, fully laid. The egg is complete, even though it didn't fully come out. Majority is enough. And that would fit what Rabbi Yochanan said. That follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Kamanochi, he says so later on. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Beit Sosha Yotza Ruba, Merev Yomtev V'chozra. An egg that has mostly come out from before Yomtev, and then it went back. Muteres lechalo b'yomtev. You're allowed to eat it in Yomtev. Why? Because once the majority came out from before Yomtev, it's like laid before Yomtev. On Yomtev, you're allowed to eat it. So that would be supporting that opinion. But the other version is that what it means is no, just the opposite. That it has to come out fully in order to be allowed to eat. If it didn't come out fully, it says like this, Ma yimitsioso nigmaro. What does it mean that when it comes out, it's complete? Imitsios kulo nigmaro. That only if all of it comes out, it's complete, but majority not. And that's going against Rabbi Yochanan. He's coming to exclude of the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan. When he says, as it goes out, it's completed, it means it has to entirely go out. What he's coming to exclude is the majority. That wouldn't be good enough. And therefore, you'd have to have the egg fully before Yom Tov. And then, but if it came out majority and then it went back in, you're not allowed to gonna use it on Yom Tov. Im yitzias kulo in, aval ruba loy. If it all of it went out okay, then you can eat it next day. It was born the day before, it was hatched, it was laid the day before. Aval ruba loy, but if the majority came the day before, you cannot eat it on Yom Tov. That would be going against Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring down, explaining a statement it said before, Gufo. So we learned before, and this is the place of what the Gemara was referring to, Ashoichet es atarnegoilus umotso bo peitzim gemoris. He shechs the chicken, the hen, and it finds complete eggs in there. Mutaris la'achlam b'cholov. That's not called meat. That's called eggs. You can eat it with milk. even though you found it in the stomach of the chicken, you can go ahead and eat it with milk. But Rabbi Yaakov Omer, he qualifies it. He says, "Im hayo meuris begidin asureis." If it was still connected with veins to the body of the chicken, the egg wasn't yet fully separated, but it was still tied to the chicken with the sinews, with the veins of the chicken that were connected, then it's asuris. Then that's chicken. You cannot eat those eggs with milk, because that egg is considered to be fleshix, because it's part of the chicken. Okay, so this is the two opinions. The Tanakhama says, even while it's connected, you can still eat it. Rabbi Yaakov says, if it's connected to the body, it's also. So the Gemara says now, man tane l'hodu tana rabban. So which of these rabbis would it fit what we learned in Abrais? Now, the din is a carcass. A carcass means it wasn't shechted. A kosher bird, an oif toher, in order to eat it, you have to shecht it. What happens if it died? It wasn't shechted. You're not allowed to eat it. But an oif toher is not metame unless you eat it. So the question is, what part of the oif toher is considered to be food, so that if you eat it, you will become tummy? A person who eats the kark, the nevela of a clean bird, he and his garments become tummy. There's no tumas touching, but if you eat it, you would become tummy and your garment. So, what if you're going to eat a part of the bird which is not considered to be meat, then you're not going to become tummy. So let's see, that's going to be the dinner. Let's do the Rashi. Nivlas oif toher zokt Rashi, the carcass of a clean bird, mitame ha'oichlo, that would make the one who eats it tummy, letame begodim shulavush b'shaz b'liyosa, they would defile those garments that he's wearing when he swallowed it. But ve'ein lo tumas mago masa, touching it, the person who ate, if he will touch it, or he will carry, he does not make the clothes tummy. Only, he doesn't become tummy then. Only while he's eating it, at the time, he makes those clothes tummy. However, one who eats any of the following things will not become tummy. Why? Because it's not considered food. What is the items the Mishnah mentions? Parts of this carcass of the clean bird. Min hasholol shel beitzim. Sholos Beitim means the crutch of eggs. Kishem kvushim ushlulim ukvuim b'shedra. Rashi said the Sholos Beitim, I don't know what they use today, the language of a crutch of eggs. This is talking about while the eggs, it's like a cluster of eggs, while they're still inside, connected to this spine. They're kvushim or shlulim, they're connected to the spine of the chicken. So that means those are eggs that are still covered. He's eating those eggs while they're still tied with the veins. Sholol, Rashi teaches, meaning a pile of those who wash the clothes. But in any event, this cluster of eggs is considered not considered part of the bird. It's separate, really. It's eggs. It's not part of the bird. The other thing is min ha'atzomis, of the bones. Bones are not considered part of the bird that will make you tummy. Umin hagidim, and also the sinews of the, because they don't give off a taste. It's not meat. Ksover ein begidim noisun tam, Rashi says. The sinews, if you're going to eat them, they don't give taste, and you're not going to become tummy. And also min habosor shenitlash min achai, if there was meat from the living that was ripped off from the bird while it was alive, that meat is not constituted from the carcass of a noif. It's not a carcass yet. Bosor shenitlo machal lav neveli. That's not nevela. Nevela would be a piece of meat after the bird died, but before the bird died, that's not called a part of the carcass, and that's why it's tohir. That'll be clear. What happens if it's min ha'eshkel shel beitzim? The eshkel is the cluster. That's not the eggs. That's already, Rashi says, mibsar ha'shedra. That's the actually flesh of the spine, shabeitzim adukim shom, where the eggs are attached there. But you're eating part of the spine, then you'll be tummy. That's part of the bird. And the same thing is min ha'kurkavan. That's the pupek of the chicken, and the intestine, the ma'ayin. Those are not considered to be food. Oshimchas achol of the gomay, or he melted down the fat from the chicken, and he drank it up. And then it will be tummy. In this case, it will be tummy. Zok Rashi, hitiches hashumon. He melted the fat. Vegomer, and he drank it tummy. He's tummy. Ubaer v'aroitiv. The Gemara Rashi brings down the Gemara in Chulin. I ask parchinon v'achiluk sibei. Torah says it's you're not allowed to eat it. No, it says when you eat it, you're going to become tummy. How are you going to become tummy if you just drank it? The Torah says nefesh, meaning even if you drink it. Over here it says that the nefesh that eats, since it says nefesh, Torah is talking about neftor, metukum b'teres kayanim. So therefore, you would become tomei, the garments would become tomei, if you ate the part of the spine itself, if you ate the kurkavon, if you had the bnei ma'ayin, or you drank melted fats, you would be tomei. So, the Gemara says, so this is the Tana Rabbana. So Frey the Gemara, Man Tana, so who is the Tana that says, Min Hasholol Shel Beitzim Toir? It says that if you take of the cluster of the eggs, you're tired. What does that mean? That you're tired, what does it mean? Because we don't consider that to be part of the chicken. Because when you eat it, you're not going to be making your garments tummy, that Zeus says. So who is this opinion? Because matan mashon sebeitzim toir, amul lav basarhu. So you see that it's not considered meat. because it's not metame you, so you don't consider that eating. You're not eating meat. So, Gemara says, who? Deloy k'Rabbi Yaakov. That doesn't go like Rabbi Yaakov. Because Rabbi Yaakov prohibited. He says if it was with the veins all over, it would be Osir. Amar Rabbi Yosef, deloy k'Rabbi Yosef. That's not like Rabbi Yaakov. Deke Rabbi Yaakov, because if it would go like Rabbi Yaakov, Omar, he says, Im hoya me'ureis begidin asuris. If it was mixed up with the vein still, it'll be asur. So according to him, that would be meat. So why eating is not going to be a matam at the garment, so it must not go like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that even though the eggs are still mixed in with the veins, with the, it's still considered eggs, it's not considered part of the meat. And in our case, in Amish, Rabbi Yaakov says, that if they were mixed with Gidim, there will be Osir. And over there, even if they're Maguris with Gidim, and you're still not going to be Metame. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Mimai. No, who tells you? Dilma Adkan Le Koma Rabbi Yaakov Hosom Elalinyan Isura. No, maybe over there, Rabbi Yaakov is more stringent, and he says you're going to become Tomei. I mean, when he says that the egg is can eat, you can eat the egg with milk. And he says, no, you can't, because he wants to be more stringent, Rabbi Yaakov. He doesn't want you to eat. Not because he really thinks that it's considered to be part of the meat, and then you say that our Mishnah doesn't follow him. No. Over there, he's a Yisr. He doesn't want you to eat those eggs with milk, because you're likely to make a mistake if you're going to eat the eggs which is mixed in with the gidim, you may eat the other parts of the chicken with that. Elin yisura, the af al gav de la bosar ninu, asur lumi de rabbonon, even though they're not actually meat, and he will agree to us that it won't be metamen you, but still, he asked it mit rabbonon. Hoyul kroivim li is bosar, since they are almost, they're close to being meat, they're almost meat. And there is a gezeira, maybe you're going to start eating meat and milk, so he wants to be stringent not to eat those eggs. Avalinyan tuma loy, but not with regards to tuma. The lav basar ninu de latamu. They're not considered meat, but they are not going to make it tummy. Avalinyan tuma loy. So maybe our case that it says that you're not going to become tummy if you eat those eggs that are still with the veins mixed in, can also go like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov will agree that it's not considered to be part of the chicken. Why doesn't he allow to eat those eggs that are mixed with the veins with milk? Because they're gezeira, and he wants to keep you away. You're asking, okay, if he's a warrior over there, he should worry over here too. V'chitei malinya tumo naminigzer. So why doesn't he make the same worry by Tuma, that if you're going to allow to eat those eggs and you're going to say he's not Tomei, then you're going to eat the real part of the chicken. You're going to say you're not Tomei either. Let it be Tomei Midrabonon. Just as we're making the decree when it comes to the Issa, we should do the same thing for Tuma. And the Gemara says, Afushi Tumo. That would be making Tumo. You're increasing Tumo. You're going to say that even when you eat the eggs, which are not really part of the chicken. He should still make tumah. The rule is that is to increase tumah. Afushi tumah midrabonon leimafshinon, and we don't make a lot of tumah midrabonon. Rashi says, why afshu afushi tumah diika hefsetaris? Because you're making more tumah, then you're losing things that are clean. We don't want to make more tumah. Afushi tumah midrabonon midrabonon leimafshinon. Don't make it. Rashi asks, v'af api shegoz ru betumah is b'kayim esharben. A lot of places we do find the rabbanon who goes to betumah. Lekel lememer hochinam and nichzer. We can say, okay, we make a gzera deer. Let's make it over here too. The leinichalon the lefshu betumis, it's not comfortable. They don't want to increase tumah. Bafushi tumah medrabbanon loy mafshinon. We don't make too much tumah medrabbanon.